We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
Here we go! Welcome back to another audio adventure on Insight. I'm Chris Van Vliet. So good to have you back with us for another solo adventure. You know, as much as I love having conversations with people who are the best of the best at what they do, our incredible guests, and taking pieces of their life story and applying them to our own, I just love being able to hang out with you one-on-one. And we haven't come up with a schedule for how often we're going to do these, but I like the idea of slipping these in. Yeah, maybe once a month, every three-ish weeks, perhaps. But you let me know. This is your show, too. Send me a tweet or a DM, either on Twitter or Instagram, and let me know what you think. Do you like these episodes? Do you want more of them? Less of them? What topic should we cover next? And by the way, if you're not following me already, it's just my name, at Chris Van Vliet on all social media, except for TikTok, at Chris.VanVliet on TikTok. And please take a second right now to check and make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you're listening to this right now so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Our fan of the week is UTJeff316. He says, best in the business. Chris Van Vliet has one of the best podcasts out there and is one of the best in the business. He always has great guests and asks relevant questions and important questions and just does amazing work. Well, thank you so much for leaving that, UTJeff316. Appreciate the review on Apple Podcasts. We're at almost 2,100 reviews on there. So if you happen to be listening on your iPhone, please take like 27 seconds to click on 5 stars and leave a review on there for your chance to be shouted out on the show for free. For free, of course. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. I'm sure you've heard this Chinese proverb before, but you know, the problem is a lot of people never take that first step. They look at that long journey in front of them and they start coming up with excuses as to why they could never possibly complete a 1,000-mile journey. So they don't even bother to start. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, of course, we're not literally talking about taking a 1,000-mile journey, but maybe this is your fitness journey or your journey into finding a new job because you hate the one that you're at right now. Or maybe it's the steps towards a relationship that you so badly want. Or perhaps it's that podcast or YouTube channel or business that you've always wanted to start. Let me ask you this, my friend. What are you waiting for? Like seriously, what is standing in the way between you starting right now? Not next week, not next month, not tomorrow, today. What's stopping you from taking that first step? You know, instead of just dreaming about it or talking about it, why aren't you doing it? What's the excuse that you're telling yourself? Because if you want it bad enough, you'll find a way. And if not, you'll find an excuse. And let's be honest, anything that's holding you back from actually doing that thing is an excuse. It's as simple as that. And I'm sure you've heard me say it before, but if somebody else is doing the thing that you want to be doing, that just means that you can do it as well. There's a path carved out for you to do it. So little story time for you here. For years, I'd been toying with the idea of starting boxing lessons because I grew up playing every sport imaginable. I started playing baseball at 4 years old, hockey at 6, which kind of feels mandatory when you grow up in Canada. I was on the volleyball team, basketball team, cross-country team, and track and field team in elementary school, the 100 meter and 200 meter. They were my best events until I was like 12, and then I stayed the same speed and everyone else just got faster than me. In high school, I was on the wrestling team, so I did all these different sports, and a lot of them at a pretty high level. But I was always intrigued by boxing. But, you know, aside from throwing the odd, you know, terrible shot at a punching bag in the court in the gym, I never really did it. And over the last year or so, I really started thinking about starting this up. But then those excuses started creeping in. Ah, come on, Chris, you're too old to start now. How much do you think this is going to cost to start boxing lessons? Jeez, you're going to be awful for the first year or two. What are you doing here? That's just some of the self-talk that was going on. You know, it's like I had already given up on the idea before I had even started. But then I asked myself, what am I waiting for? Do I really want to do this? And if I do really want to do this, why am I not doing this? So the next day, the craziest thing happened. I was working out. I was at the gym. And in between sets, I noticed a guy working out next to me with a shirt on that said boxing coach. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. What are the odds? So I thought about it. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. I did another set. And then I walked over to him, pulled out my headphones. He pulled out his and we started having a conversation. And yeah, as his shirt advertised, he was indeed a boxing coach. And get this, we lived in the same building. This was a sign, right? So we exchanged contact information. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I now train. I now train boxing at least once a week. I'll admit it, I'm not very good at it, but I'm a heck of a lot better than I was before this serendipitous meeting at the gym. And by the way, you can check out my coach on Instagram. His name is Salman. He's awesome. He's at salman.boxing if you want to check him out. But think about this. How easy would it have been for me to just ignore that and to keep telling myself that I'm too old to start, or what's the point? Or why can't you just do another workout that costs less? Why not stand in front of the TV and watch a YouTube video about boxing? I could have had all of these excuses. But I was blown away when I read a study out of Cornell University that asked people at the end of their life what their single biggest regret was. And this is crazy. It wasn't something that they did, but rather something that they didn't do. 76% of people said that it was not living their ideal self. That was their biggest regret, not living their ideal self. You believe that? 3/4 of people on their deathbed look back at their life and think about the things they didn't do and the chances they didn't take. Let me ask you this. Do you want to be part of the 24%? Are you okay falling into that 76% of people who aren't living their ideal self, who aren't taking those chances, who aren't doing those things that they want to do? What the fuck are you waiting for? Excuse my language, but you saw it in the title of this podcast. I don't curse very often, but I think it makes sense here. What the fuck are you waiting for? Seriously, what's the answer to that question? I know there's something in your life right now that you want to be doing, but you're not doing. What's standing in the way? What is it? And by the way, if you think you're too old, Stan Lee, for example, didn't create Fantastic Four until he was just shy of 39 years old. Julia Child wrote her first cookbook at 50. Colonel Sanders, how good is KFC, right? Colonel Sanders didn't become a professional chef until he was 40. He didn't franchise KFC until he was 62. He was broke at 65, and he became the icon that he is now after selling the company at 75. Day one or one day? You decide. It's completely up to you. Is today day one, or are you just going to say, yeah, I'll get to that one day? So there you go, my friends. Share this with somebody who you know needs to hear this message and shoot me a tweet, shoot me a DM on Instagram or Twitter, and let me know what you thought about this episode. Many more to come. And I want to hear from you what you want to hear on the next one of these solo adventures. I love the interviews with people, but I also love being able to connect with you one-on-one right now. Whether you're driving to work, whether you're at work, driving home from work, walking the dog, working out, whatever you're doing right now, thanks for deciding to hang out with us. See you on the next one. And until then, be great, be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.